From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Arcata announcing the resignation of Police Chief Tom Chapman after 24 years of service. Chapman's career with the APD began in 1994. He was hired as a police officer in 1999, promoted to the rank of sergeant in 2003. He earned the rank of second in command as lieutenant captain. Chapman has served as Arcata's chief of police since 2010. The City of Arcata will release information regarding an interim chief and the recruitment process sometime next week. Floyd and Benny Squires this week appeared at a court hearing trying to get a court's ruling that they pay neighbors tens of thousands of dollars thrown out of court. The award was based on the rundown condition of two properties they own on G Street, prompting those neighbors to file small claims cases against them. Well, that ruling came almost a year ago, and still no money has exchanged hands. A judge in that hearing this week, in which the Squires tried to get the compensation award thrown out, said because the Squires filed for bankruptcy, the case is in limbo. A man is facing a number of charges after Mendocino County Sheriff's deputies received a call from a resident of Potter Valley who reported that his 14-year-old daughter had allegedly been having sexual relations with 18-year-old Potter Valley resident Swan Johnson. During the course of the investigation, it was determined that the 14-year-old victim had been having intercourse with the suspect, an 18-year-old male, since she was 13. At the conclusion of the investigation, the suspect was found driving on Main Street in Potter Valley by a sheriff's deputy. He was stopped and taken into custody without incident. Suspect booked into the Mendocino County Jail. He's being held in lieu of bail, set at $75,000. The deadline to file taxes is quickly approaching, and Pacific Gas and Electric warns customers to protect themselves from an increase in scams involving people posing as PG&E employees. According to the IRS, scammers take advantage of tax season to fool people into giving up their personal and financial information to file fraudulent tax returns ahead of the April 17th deadline. Some of the recent scams have included telling customers are eligible for a federal tax refund and requesting personal information, claiming to represent a PG&E initiative so they can gain access to your home, trying to sell a service such as solar evaluation, and requesting personal information. Phishing emails to PG&E customers asking them to make payment online or fill out false documents are also being distributed. If you have questions about what is legitimate and what is not, you can always call PG&E at 800-743-5000. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.